Thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it. Like I told you before, too.
No, pleasure, and happy to help in any way I can.
Thank you so much. I'm just going to start by asking you a little bit about what you have been going through and what your symptoms have been just before working together. What was the biggest thing that you were struggling with?
I think it came to a bit of a kind of point in my life where it was just kind of impacting my day-to-day function, recognizing that the symptoms I was displaying with negative and unwanted thoughts was just impacting so much of my day-to-day function, as I'd mentioned, to the point where as much as I tried my very best to just even remove myself from even past events and try and be more consciously present, I was just continually haunted by lingering negative thought patterns that I just felt like I was just helpless to.
Yeah,
I think
go
I
ahead.
was just going to say, I'd even try and convince myself and trying very hard to consciously focus on any task at hand that I was doing in the present, and trying to remove myself from those kind of unwanted thoughts and trying to be more in the moment. But I mean, even doing that, it was mere seconds of temporary relief before kind of exhausting reminders and like a dark shadow hanging over me, following me everywhere I went.
And the thoughts were mainly about your partner's past, right?
Predominantly, yeah, and just related to a lot of just issues that I just didn't want to envision, and a lot of issues that I didn't want to kind of experience or go through.
Okay. And what was the final straw for you to actually decide to start seeking help and talk to someone about it?
I think just to the point where I recognised that the issue was solely with me, recognising that it was an issue that really that it was my life was impacted so severely that even while at work, and quite an important role at work where there's a requirement to have a clear head and a requirement to have a calm train of thought, where that's nothing short of the minimum, and that was being basically contaminated like a virus reaching in kind of all corners of my life. Like with work as well, I mean, it came to a head when I was so unsettled that I ended up breaking down on Christmas Day to the surprise of my wife, in tears over the helplessness I had over, these unwanted thought patterns, despite all attempts and conscious efforts to just pretend that they weren't happening. Ended up having a really after what would normally be an enjoyable walk in the park on Boxing Day. When we got home, I completely removed myself to just focus on slow breathing so that our day as a couple wasn't impacted.
That's when you said you had a panic attack, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yes, I do remember you saying you did struggle quite badly with it. And what were the feelings that you would get when you were to get intrusive thoughts and mental movies? What would you feel predominantly?
At the time, I wasn't sure what that feeling was. That's where a lot of confusion lay for me, and the frustration that I felt like it was building up inside of me. I recognised that it was irrational and it was illogical, but I couldn't emotionally, get around that concept. Logically, I was aware that this issue didn't lie solely with a partner, and I'd experienced identical behaviour patterns in previous relationships, anyone's that I would date or end up getting close. And before, I would just end up terminating the relationship, unaware of this identical thought pattern that I was exhibiting. And this time, as I said, I knew this issue lay solely with myself, and I just couldn't understand how to defeat it.
Did you have mental movies and intrusive thoughts about generally your partner's past, or was it a specific event that bothered you?
A bit of both, really. And again, I think there was a bit of both. But I think just trying to understand why I was having that and why I was kind of felt quite helpless to it was just bringing me a lot of discontent and unhappiness.
Because I remember we spoke about in the beginning in the first session how you guys have a great relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I couldn't ask for a better relationship. And I was so frustrated and so irritated at myself because I recognized that I do have the best relationship that I've ever had, and I'm very lucky to be in that relationship. I was self-sabotaging this relationship, where I felt like like helpless to my own thoughts.
And what did you try before we met and worked together? What had you tried previously to sort of overcome it?
I think this form of suffering is really just kind of, and as far as I'm aware, it's only come under the spotlight only within the last 10, 15 years. So at the time, like, I was very unaware of why I was feeling like this and the reasons why I was. And I was really trying to blame a lot of other people. But I'd bought a couple of, I think I bought like a book or something before. You know, I'd even try to kind of slow my thought processes, try and calm my thoughts, and try and be a bit more in the present. But I think, you know, just as I mentioned, it was very temporary.
Yeah, people try to logically sort of talk themselves out of it, like you would, obviously, you know, because logically it doesn't make a lot of sense. Because if you're in a good relationship and you're having these thoughts, you don't understand why it's coming up for you. And so logically, people try to get better that way by trying to convince themselves with facts and logic, and it doesn't seem to work with RJ.
Exactly. And that was the bit that I couldn't grasp. I mean, I think of myself as a very logical and analytical person, probably too much to the extent that, you know, it's probably to my detriment at times. I think emotionally, I think I was just couldn't grasp that side of it.
And why do you think that, for you at least, that didn't work? The whole conscious logic, trying to convince yourself that it's not a problem. Why do you think that failed?
It's a good question. That was the bit, I think, in between the logical and emotional side that I was just really grasping to understand the concept of, because as I'd said, I recognised that this issue was irrational. You know, there's no reason why this should be impacting my day-to-day function. And emotionally, I just couldn't really grasp it. So I think that's where a lot of the confusion, a lot of the points of the kind of emotional despair that I was at, it was causing me a lot of unhappiness.
And like we obviously we've spoken about all of this before, and I'm really grateful again that you're sharing your story and sharing just how bad it was for you. And we'll talk about how you are today in a bit. But before you decided to work with me, what were your thoughts on hypnotherapy and working with the unconscious mind? What did you think of it before we started?
I mean, I think previously in early life, I might never have given it a second thought, you know, heard about it. But I think at this kind of crucial point in my life, I did recognize that I was truly at rock bottom. And if you had told me to do 50 star jumps, I think I would have done double. It's just a plea for help. So that's, you know, but I was very, and I think that's what I think what I was kind of encourage others to do as well, just have a very open mind and, you know, be vulnerable.
That's the thing. I remember you said that in the first session. I said, you know, have you ever tried this before? Have you heard about it? And you said no, but I'm very open to it. And I think that's what accelerated the healing process for you as well, because relatively speaking, I think it was pretty quick for you. How long was it, would you say, where you went from like really struggling and then over it?
Well, I think our sessions lasted over the course of a couple of months. I think it was my eureka moment was on the 28th of December. I mean, I was struggling so much at points that I'd be counting the hours till our sessions, just as a rally point of relief. However, I recognised that, you know, that I did have to be vulnerable and not be guarded about my own beliefs and have kind of full trust and support in yourself. You know, however, I truly mean this when I say that working together has been nothing short of possibly the most enlightening, reassuring turning point in my life, to the point
Lovely.
that I feel, you know, the day that I was truly born was on the 28th of December, and just having alleviation of all these, you know, this horrendous emotional chain mail that I'd been carrying that people might kind of empathize with. And I'd been very unhappy for the majority of my life, because the biggest loss with this condition is, you know, is the loss of self.
Absolutely. I'm really, really happy to hear that. You deserve all the happiness and peace of mind in the world. So I'm really happy that we're here talking about this today. How would you describe the experience working together from start to finish?
Very, very, very pleasant. I mean, it was incredible to work together, and I always thought myself as trying to be a bit stoic in my emotions and try not to see myself from a kind of victim mentality. However, I do recognise that what I went through was, you know, previously it was a bit traumatic, turbulent, and a very lonely childhood. But I can't help but feel kind of, you know, I guess emotional with certain family members still, and kind of fragmented relationships that I carry on. But however, the only thing I kind of truly wanted was a complete and happy life, loving and peaceful with my best friend and wife, and that was given to me. And, you know, for that, I will be truly forever grateful.
Yeah, I'm so happy for you guys, really. It's amazing. How are you feeling today?
I think the word that keeps coming into my head is liberation. You know, just liberation from this, it's like before, this emotional chainmail that's just so heavy and weighs you down, and you know, you lose yourself, your own personality, and your ability to enjoy things and be in the moment. And when that was lifted, I recognized and I felt like my mind was still going 100 miles an hour after that, even on the 28th. And coming to that turning point was amazing. I couldn't even doing simple things in the house with my wife, even just chores, you know, or whatever it was that we were doing together and spending time with one another. I was just joking with one another. I said, "Look at me being in the present moment," and you know, we were both laughing. You know, and just it's just fantastic to be enjoying life for once instead of being so burdened by it. You know, it's just the simple things of enjoying just moments, memories together, being carefree. And I recognize that the way I was feeling was a product of anxiety or a self-control mechanism that just impeded my ability to never be present. And thanks to yourself and guiding me through that process, it's been nothing short of life-changing.
That's amazing to hear. I'm, like I said, I'm just really, really happy for you guys. What would you say to people that are struggling with our day-to-day or relationship anxiety in general and keep putting it off, and they're living in this pain?
Yeah, I've had thoughts to myself about this as well, and that I wish that I'd been aware of this treatment, I guess, years ago. I'm 35 currently at this point in my life, and I feel like I've wasted far too much time, years, over analyzing, self-criticizing, over evaluating, pushing others really, you know, that are close to me away, and self-sabotaging those that love me most. However, I do have to be grateful to be that I've also went through this at this point in my life and not later on. In the beginning stages, you know, I would even listen to success stories on your podcast and in the moments of, will this ever be me? I feel like myself, I'm incurable. I've had a very unique upbringing, I guess. But I knew that there'd be accountability for myself, and I knew that me personally, I had to be self-reflective in my approach, trust in the guidance, and have a bit of emotional maturity with an open mind to truly understand the root of this stubborn weed that needed to be ripped out. But I would highly encourage anyone, if they are struggling to the point that's just getting in the way, or it's a nuisance, it's impeding your ability to have a truly close relationship with someone that you love, then you know, at what cost, how long are you going to be putting off what needs to be addressed for you to truly enjoy life? Because we know, like, it's that your beliefs are, we've only got one life, and life should be enjoyed, you know, it should be there to be enjoyed.
Exactly, completely agree with you. So from what I understand, I think you said that yes, you had your doubts, will this ever be me? But at the end of the day, the thing that pushed you to do this is the pain that you were in. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of my 20s I was muddled through of just getting by and being in relationships and then ending it whenever it was getting too close. But I mean, I got to the point where I'm now married, recognizing that there was no way out. You know, I didn't see, not that I wanted to, but recognizing that, you know, I couldn't just do this easily as I had done before. And I just realized that, you know, this issue solely lies with me, and it was probably a result of something that, as a result of my upbringing, and this needed to be addressed, prioritized, that to the point of, at what point are we going to be enjoying life? And I recognize that I was truly rock bottom, as I said. So yeah.
No, exactly. And going forward, what are you guys looking for? I mean, obviously, overcoming the RG is a byproduct. There's so many other things now to enjoy. Like you said, being in the present moment when just doing chores. What else are you enjoying in your everyday life where you didn't think that it would be a byproduct of overcoming the RG?
I think just even a simple, clear train of thought is probably one of the biggest things. And that may sound like nothing to anyone that doesn't really understand, but to the RJ sufferer, I think that would probably resonate quite strongly with a lot of people, because it is so impacting upon your daily life that you're scared to even be alone, where your train of thought is so dominated with unwanted negative thought patterns. Me personally, my own story is that, you know, just trying to keep myself busy for so long. But yeah, I think just even having a calm train of thought, being present, being happy, it can't be understated.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. It's been a pleasure working with you, and I'm really excited for you and your partner and your future together. You truly deserve it.
No, it's my pleasure, and I truly can't thank you enough for helping me get my life back on track. So for that, I'll be forever grateful.
Thank you. Thanks again for doing this. I'm sure people out there that are still struggling appreciate this. It gives a lot of people hope. So again, thank you so much. I wish you all the best.
My pleasure.
All right.
Thank
Take
you.
care. Thank you again. Bye.